Greetings and happy holidays, Foot Faithful. Misty Mayhem here in the month of December, saying goodbye to an Egyptian scribe who lost the vibe to stay alive. Egyptian poet Ahmed Fouad Nahm, an artist with an irreverent writing style, forged by personal struggles with poverty and stints in prison, has died. He was 84. Known as the poet of the people, Nahm's use of colloquial Egyptian Arabic endeared him to his countrymen, who saw in his verse an unvarnished reflection of how they felt about milestones in their nation's history. Events like humiliating defeat at the hands of Israel in 1967, the 1979 peace treaty with Israel, and of course, Ala Abunabi's selection in the first round of the 1990 NBA draft by the Portland Trailblazers. Mr. Nahm started writing in the late 1950s during a 3-year prison sentence on a forgery charge. After he released in 1962, he published his first book, the aptly titled Images from Life in Prison. In an erotic twist stemming from the charge, the Egyptian legal system forbid Nahm from autographing copies of his opus for fans. Mainstream love for his poetry began to skyrocket in the 1960s when his words were first sung by the musician Sheikh Imam Issam. As a duo, mostly performing in popular coffee houses and halawa huts, to university students, they inspired a generation hoping for change. Nahm's period flow B hairdo coupled with Issa's wispy fro drew inevitable comparisons to their stateside counterparts, Simon and Garfunkel. One composition which criticized President Gamal Abdel Nasser after Egypt's defeat in the war with Israel landed Mr. Nahm in jail. Anwar Sadat, who succeeded Nasser as president, released him. Then, in a shocking turn of events, Sadat sent Mr. Nahm back to prison just a few years later for mocking his speaking style and for public criticism of Brand Nubian. Note, at the time of Nahm's death, Lord Jamar could not be reached for comment. Little was sacred in Mr. Nahm's world. He skewered Islamists, government functionaries, Richard M. Nixon, disabled children, and even Egypt's most famous singer, Kulthum. A few despond the successful DVDs Beef, More Beef, and Beef 3 Red Onion Sauce. Words Nahm wrote in 1967. About officials' attempts to pacify ordinary Egyptians have not lost their resonance.
Don't tire your brain in the work of politics. Mind your own business with vim and vigor.
And while these words don't rhyme at all, honestly, I could write that kind of shit in like 5 minutes. But right now, I'm doing this and driving a truck for a living, okay? Some people consider Nahm's work of that of a master poet. Sayan Antoun, an Iraqi brainiac who teaches literature at New York University, famously said, "When you read Nahm's poems, the aesthetic and the political went hand in hand. High praise indeed." His legacy can be felt in the 2011 uprising that toppled the Mubarak regime. A self-proclaimed secularist, Nahm was a critic of Islamists. His poetry communicated both a love for his country and scathing criticism of its ills.
And Nam's appearance matched the bluntness and the nature of his verse. Immersed in the language of the poor, he wore a galabiyah, a flowing Egyptian robe, at all times. His last home was a small flat in a social housing block given to him by the authorities when he lost his home in a 1992 earthquake. Furthermore, he boasted that the fame did not tempt him by offers of money or perks. Not surprisingly, though, his Achilles heel proved to be The OG Egyptian lover was married at least 5 times and as many as 8. Hell, friends who had known him for decades weren't even sure. Ever the radical, just a few days before he died, with Egypt once again mired in civil conflict and tilting toward authoritarian rule, Mr. Nam fretted publicly about the country's path. With his beloved revolutionaries still in the streets, he remarked, "The youth we have are devils," adding affectionately, "Nobody can fool them." Ahmed Fouad Nam, rule breaker, skirt chaser, rabble rouser, public delouser, Egyptian folk poet, don't you know it? Sweetest salam from your girl, Misty Mayhem. How? Happy birthday to us, baby, and to all the Sagittarius out there. From Pussyfoot, we wish you happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, motherfuckers, and happy New Year. Misty Mayhem out. See you in 2014, baby.